It's time to get nerdy, y'all.
A little bit of gaming history for you.
Something relevant in gaming and discuss our opinions on it.
Should we kick it out of here or should we kickstart it?
This is the part where you, the listeners, try to stump the hosts.
I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on a podcast. Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry that it's a short one today. Mr. Nice Guy is off having a great time on spring break with his family. So what we get, though, is just a little update on something that we've talked about in the past, specifically Sony v. Cox Communications. We've talked about this a few times, back in 2019 when it first got started, would have been episode 27 or so, and a more recent summary while we waited on a Supreme Court decision back in episode 361. Well, we wait no longer, everybody, because the decision is in. A 9-0 opinion. Well, kind of. You see, all of the justices agreed, but there was some difference on the why, and the why, well, it can be pretty important sometimes. So let's start with the good news. The good news is that Sony's argument that an internet service provider is liable for infringement that people did with its services because they weren't proactive enough about banning pirates, that argument did not win the day. The argument that the ISP being paid for their services by pirates is enough of a financial connection to go after the internet service provider since they are a financial beneficiary also didn't win the day. Matter of fact, no platform or ISP can be on the hook for this kind of thing. Which brings us to the bad news. Because back in the olden days of the interwebs, when grappling with the concepts that people might use the internet for bad things, it was established that service providers and websites would enjoy a degree of protection from prosecution because we don't want them to be on the hook for the bad things individuals do using their tools. There were specific hoops that you had to jump through, and one of them was reasonable attempts to shut down copyright infringement. As a content creator myself, I do want way less automatic copyright strikes, but I still want a platform to need to be responsive if someone steals the hard work that I put into the planning, executing, and editing of this very show, for example. As Justice Sotomayor says in her concurrence, quote, Congress did not provide that ISPs could never be secondarily liable for copyright infringement. Instead, it struck a balance by creating incentives for ISPs to take reasonable steps to prevent copyright infringement on their networks, while also assuring ISPs that they did not need to take on the impossible task of responding to every instance of infringement on their networks. After today, however, ISPs no longer face any realistic probability of secondary liability for copyright infringement. Regardless of whether they take steps to address infringement on their networks, and regardless of what they know about the user's activity. End quote. She further goes on to say that in 2023, in Twitter v. Tamna, the court had already outlined exactly the right framework for how to solve this issue, with its discussion of if Twitter had aided and abetted terrorism on its platform. And she expresses frustration at not using the framework that they themselves had built 3 years ago, and instead circumvented the clear design of the law in order to arrive at the right answer, doing the maximum damage possible along the way. Slight hyperbole added by me, of course. So what does this mean for most of us out there? For most of us who enjoy our video games, who enjoy podcasts and things like that? Not much. At least, especially not at the beginning. However, platforms, ISPs, are now no longer required to abide by the requirements to shut down copyright infringement in the future. So, does that mean that we will have 500 people stealing Two Nerds in a Pod and putting it up and hosting it places that we didn't authorize? I don't know. Does it mean that it will be significantly easier to get your hands on a pirated version of some content you like? Probably. At the end of the day, this will have far-reaching impacts, far beyond what we saw in Sony asking for $1 billion from an internet service provider. And you know me, I'm not going to cry any tears for these guys. Heaven knows they've got the deep enough pockets, and they've probably got enough skeletons in the closet. They probably owe somebody $1 billion already. But not Sony. So, I'm torn. But you knew that, if you had listened to this one in the past. We will keep our eyes on it. But it's a brave new world out there in the field of piracy. So if you've got an eye patch, the seas just became a lot friendlier of a place. It's not the law, but it is legalese. Thanks for hanging around to the end of this bonus episode. We will come back to you next week at the usual time. And remember, if you want to catch the show live recorded, you can do so on twitch.tv/tunerds in a pod. That's with the number 2, of course. Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central Time. We'll do the live record. You can try and stump us with your nerdy trivia in Nerdflex. And you're also more than welcome to ask questions as we do the show live over there on Twitch. So take it easy, and until we see you next time, remember to be excellent to each other and keep it nerdy. Bye.